The Curious Puppy.
好奇的小狗.
A small puppy explores the garden and meets various animals, like a cat, a bird, and a frog.
一只小狗探索花园并遇到了各种动物，比如一只猫、一只鸟和一只青蛙.
The puppy is called Max.
小狗叫 Max.
Max likes to play.
Max 喜欢玩耍.
He sees a cat.
他看到一只猫.
The cat is friendly.
猫很友好.
Max chases it.
Max 追赶他.
The cat runs fast.
猫跑得很快.
Then, Max finds a bird.
然后, Max 发现一只鸟.
The bird flies high.
鸟飞得很高.
Max jumps up.
Max 跳上去.
The bird is not afraid of Max.
鸟不怕 Max.
Then he sees a frog.
然后他看到一只青蛙.
The frog jumps high.
青蛙跳得很高.
Max is happy.
Max 很开心.
He loves the garden.
他爱这个花园.
It has many friends.
他有很多朋友.
Max wants to come again.
Max 想再来这里.
He had fun today.
他今天玩得很高兴.
A day at the airport.
在机场的一天.
Anna learns different greetings and goodbyes while picking up her aunt at the airport.
Anna 在机场接她的阿姨时，学到了各种问候和告别的方式.
Today is a sunny day.
今天是个晴天.
Anna arrives at the airport.
Anna 到达机场.
She sees many people.
她看到很多人.
They speak different languages.
她们说不同的语言.
Anna is interested in these languages.
Anna 对这些语言感兴趣.
She talks to others in English.
她用英语和别人交谈.
She practices smiling and simple greetings.
她练习微笑和简单的问候.
She says, hello, and waves.
她说你好并挥手.
People smile and respond.
人们微笑并回答.
Anna feels happy.
Anna 觉得很高兴.
She waits for her aunt.
她在等她的阿姨.
Her aunt finally arrives.
她的阿姨终于到了.
She gives Anna a hug.
她给了安娜一个拥抱.
They talk for a long time.
她们聊了很久.
Anna learns more greetings from her aunt.
安娜向她的阿姨学习更多的问候语.
They sound very happy.
她们听起来很开心.
Then they go for tea.
然后她们去喝茶.
Anna enjoys this time.
安娜喜欢这种时光.
She learns a lot today.
她今天学到了很多.
In the new office.
在新办公室.
Tom and his colleague Lisa introduce themselves to their new colleagues and talk about their jobs and hobbies.
Tom 和他的同事Lisa向他们的新同事介绍并谈论他们的职业和爱好.
Tom and Lisa arrive at the office at 9 this morning.
Tom 和Lisa今天早上9点到达办公室.
Their new boss Lucy welcomes them.
他们的新老板露西欢迎他们.
Lucy introduces them to the team.
露西向他们介绍了团队.
Tom smiles and says he is a software engineer.
Tom 微笑并说他是软件工程师.
Lisa says she is a project manager.
Lisa 说她是项目经理.
They start talking about their interests.
他们开始谈论他们的兴趣.
Tom likes playing basketball and listening to music.
Tom 喜欢打篮球和听音乐.
Lisa enjoys reading books and traveling.
Lisa 喜欢阅读书籍和旅行.
Lunchtime arrives, and they eat together.
午餐时间到了，他们一起吃.
In the cafeteria, they meet Mary.
在餐厅，他们遇见了玛丽.
Mary is a graphic designer.
玛丽是平面设计师.
She is passionate about her work.
她对她的工作充满热情.
After lunch, they return to the office.
午饭后，他们回到办公室.
In the afternoon, the team has a meeting.
下午，团队举行了会议.
They discuss the project together.
他们一起讨论项目.
Tom shares some good ideas.
Tom 提出了一些好主意.
Lisa notes down important comments.
Lisa 记下了重要的评论.
They finish the day with confidence.
他们满怀信心地结束了一天.
The digital revolution.
数字革命.
A discussion on the influence of social media on modern communication and how people connect through it.
关于社交媒体对现代交流的影响以及人们如何通过社交媒体联系进行的讨论.
In the last decade, social media has transformed the way we communicate.
在过去的十年里，社交媒体已经彻底改变了我们的沟通方式。
Platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram have become part of everyday life.
平台如 Facebook, Twitter 和 Instagram 已成为日常生活的一部分。
They are used not only for socializing, but also for business and education.
它们不仅用于社交，还用于商业和教育。
The power of social media is its ability to connect people across the globe.
社交媒体的力量在于其连接世界各地人群的能力。
People can share their experiences and perspectives.
人们能够分享他们的经验和观点。
This leads to increased cultural understanding and collaboration.
这导致了文化理解和合作的增加。
Social media is not without challenges.
社交媒体并非没有挑战。
There are privacy concerns and the risk of cyberbullying.
有隐私问题和网络欺凌的风险。
The authenticity of content and misinformation is another issue.
内容的真实性和误导信息是另一个问题。
However, the global benefits cannot be ignored.
然而，全球的好处不容忽视。
Education and information sharing are now more accessible and widespread.
教育和信息共享现在更为普遍和容易获取。
People can learn and share, spreading knowledge widely.
人们可以学习和分享，使知识更为广泛传播。
Looking into the future, how will social media evolve?
展望未来，社交媒体将如何发展？
With technological advances, new forms of communication may emerge.
随着技术的进步，新的沟通方式可能出现。
We must adapt to this constantly changing environment.
我们必须适应这种不断变化的环境。
Social media is a part of the dynamics of modern society.
社交媒体是现代社会动态的一部分。
The strong influence of social media comes from its ability to reach diverse groups of people.
社交媒体的强大影响力源于其能够触及各种各样的人。
People can form communities and collectively impact social issues.
人们能够形成社区，集体影响社会问题。
The future of social media lies in its users.
社交媒体的未来在于其用户。
The artist and his palette.
画家和他的调色板。
An artist explains the meaning of different tones and shapes in his paintings while creating a new piece.
一位画家解释了他作品中不同色调和形状的意义。同时创作一幅新作。
The artist is known as a master of color.
这位画家被称为色彩的大师。
His creative process is filled with passion and emotion.
他的创作过程充满了激情和情感。
In his studio, there are various paints and brushes.
在他的画室里，有各种各样的颜料和画笔。
Each color tells a story.
每一种颜色都有一个故事。
He particularly loves blue as it symbolizes freedom and infinity.
他特别喜欢蓝色，因为它象征着自由和无限。
His works often have blue as their foundation.
他的作品常常以蓝色为基础。
Sometimes, he blends multiple tones together to create a profound effect.
有时候，他把多种色调混合在一起，创造出深邃的效果。
Shapes are equally important in his works.
形状在他的作品中同样重要。
He challenges the audience's imagination with abstract forms.
他用抽象的形式挑战观众的想象力。
His artistic style is dynamic and expressive.
他的艺术风格是动态而富有表现力的。
Each stroke is an expression of emotion.
每一笔画都是情感的释放。
His paintings are journeys of exploration and discovery.
他的画是探索和发现的旅程。
He invites the audience to experience this journey with him.
他要观众一同经历这一旅程。
His new piece is about to be completed.
他的新作即将完成。
The painting is full of harmony in color and balance in shape.
这幅画充满了颜色的和谐与形状的平衡。
It is a feast for the senses.
它是对感官的盛宴。
Viewers lose themselves in a world of color and form.
观者在色彩和形式的世界中迷失。
The city tour.
城市导览。
An experienced guide explains in detail the path to hidden treasures of the city and shows how to navigate on a city map.
一位经验丰富的导游详细介绍了通往城市隐藏宝藏的路径，并展示如何在城市地图上导航。